أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24. اكتشفوا المزيد من القصص العظيمة على sbs.com.au/arabic.
إضاءة ثقافية والسينمائية مع انطلاقة فعاليات مهرجان الفيلم اللبناني بنسخته العاشرة يوم الخميس بحفل افتتاح تحديدا ب 25 آب أغسطس وبيستمر لغاية العاشر من أيلول سبتمبر.
الحفل رح يكون برعاية أيقونة السينما الأسترالي براين براون، وأيضا رح تكون الأمسي أو عريفة الاحتفالات الصحفية أنطوانيت لطوف من وجهة تحية. مهرجان عرض بأستراليا أكثر من 250 فيلم من كل أنحاء العالم، عم نحكي عن صناع أفلام فيلم ميكرز من لبنان، أوروبا، أفريقيا والأمريكيتين وحتى أستراليا.
شو الأفلام يلي رح تشارك هالسنة؟ شو القضايا يلي رح تحملها؟ كل التفاصيل مع العضو المؤسس لهالمهرجان جوليا لطوف. صباحك خير جوليا.
صباح الخير.
أهلا وسهلا، أهلا وسهلا فيك يا جوليا. صباح النور. يعني منستنى دائما مهرجان الفيلم اللبناني، مميز بيكون فعالياته، أفلامه، وحتى طريقة تنظيمه. الحقيقة ما بعرف قدي كوفيد أجلت المهرجان، إمتى رجعتوا وقدي لكم غايبين؟
حلا we've been 2 years we haven't been able to put the festival back on. So فهالسنة like نحن كتير إنه مبسوطين، we're proud, we're excited to bring back the مهرجان أفلام اللبناني. And we have over 28 films to show this year. وهذه الأفلام يعني over the past 2 years we've been able to keep sort of getting them through. And they've come from أكيد هذه الأفلام إنه جايين أكتريت من لبنان، بس كمان من العالم اللبناني، من كل like all around the world.
هالمهرجان يلي بيخلينا نحس إنه نحن قراب على القضية اللبنانية، الوجع اللبناني، حتى دينامية المجتمع اللبناني. دائما في قضايا تنطرح، أحيانا تعمل جدلية، أحيانا بتبكينا، أحيانا بتكون بداية لتغيير ما. شو القضايا يلي رح تنطرح وشو الأفلام يلي حملينا معكم السنة؟
أكتريتهم يعني في features short documentaries وأكتريتهم يعني award winning. هلا ليلة الافتتاح في Memory Box. Memory Box is a Lebanese Canadian feature. إنه هلا film directed by Joanna Haji Thomas وخليل جريج، يعني two of Lebanon's most prominent film directors. The film is like an intergenerational drama set in Montreal. And it's all about, you know, the new lives that memories, even the traumatic ones, can take when passed down through generations. يعني كتير حلو. وكمان في يعني في عنا في زياد دويري، the Lebanon زياد دويري director of Oscar nominated The Insult.
بالفعل.
Also هو كمان رح يكون موجود يعني اليوم يوصل بسيدني، وهو كمان رح يكون موجود، وهو he'll present his film with a Q&A session.
بعرف عنده جولة على المدارس كمان.
مزبوط. Yes, رح يكون ب the Maronite College of the Holy Family on Wednesday doing a Q&A session there as well. And وفي كمان عنا تبع زياد أبو حمدان، he directed Daughters of Abdul Rahman, which is a brilliant black comedy, and it's one of particular note to come and see at the festival. And Ziad, very important story here. Ziad actually directed the first short film we ever screened at LFF's inaugural edition in 2012.
Wow.
Bahia or Mahmoud, which won the Lebanese Film Festival Australia Film of the Year Award in 2012. So we're very excited to see his film on our screens in
Australia.
We can
sense the excitement in your voice, Julia. هالسنة is the 10th anniversary edition. يعني بلشتوا بتذكر ب 2011 أسستوا the Lebanese Film Festival. When you look back على هالdecade, 10 years, What have you achieved? What was the most important achievement?
For us, the biggest achievement is growing and seeing audiences come through and experience Lebanese cinema from all around the world. And so we've grown from Bankstown now to Australia-wide over that 10 years. That's probably our biggest achievement. Never in a million years did we imagine the festival to grow at the pace that it did. But also we have some beautiful stories over the 10 years. We were able to host Lebanon's Julia Afsar in 2017. So that was very special time, and we had such great feedback and such a great time having Julia here for her film Solitaire in 2017. We were able to go and brief President Michel Sleiman at the time, probably about 6 years ago in Beirut. We've been able to go to the Cannes Film Festival. We've been able to meet prominent directors and filmmakers such as Nadine Labaki, Georges Chabaz, and most importantly, the late George Nasser, who sadly now has since passed away. But we had spent some special moments with them. And again, just building that dialogue between Lebanon's film industry and Australia's film industry. And we're really seeing that connection grow. And I guess one more thing to call out is we've been able to support local Australian filmmakers with over $60,000 in film equipment over the 10 years to be able to make more films.
بالفعل يعني بلشت الفكرة هيك معك ومع كميل لطوف جيسيكا خوري حضرتك جوليا يمكن لخلق جسر بيربطكن مع الوطن الأم لبنان اليوم بعد هالعشر سنوات قديش كبر الارتباط بين الاغتراب وهالوطن يلي هو أكتر من وطن
If I understood you correctly, you mean team?
I am speaking about this bond between Australia and Lebanon throughout these 10 years.
And the bond is certainly stronger when it comes to, I guess, from our perspective, the cinema and the arts industry. We're really seeing those the curiosity coming from Australian filmmakers that are wanting to know a bit more. We've also had a fair few inquiries over time of, you know, how can our Australian filmmakers go and film in Beirut, and these are filmmakers that aren't Lebanese or from the Middle East. They're Australians, and vice versa. We've had students from Lebanon wanting to sort of come and try and do a placement here and learn a bit more about the industry and study in the school. So these are initiatives that we are definitely working on and progressing over time. So the bond is certainly there and stronger than ever.
Been getting stronger and stronger every year. Julia, tell us about the patronage of Brian Brown. He's an icon in the industry. What was it like to have him this year? Under his patronage, it adds value to the edition of the festival this year.
Certainly. Look, Brian Brown, as you said, is certainly a film icon for Australia. He's a gem. And when you have someone of that gravitas leading and championing the Lebanese Film Festival Australia, which is now the world's largest of its kind, it's honestly remarkable, and we are so humbled to have his support. The connection to Brian really stemmed from the fact that he's born and bred in Bankstown. So he's a Bankstown boy, and he always has Bankstown in his heart. So when we approached Brian and said, look, Brian, we have this idea, but we really need your help. And we told him about our initiative of starting this non-profit Lebanese Film Festival Australia. He was on board from day one and said, I'm here for you and let's get this going. Brian's very passionate about his hometown, and we're very passionate about bringing premier arts and cultural events to our local area, which again is Bankstown. We're proud locals. So that was first and foremost for us. And then second to that, we're very proud of our heritage, Lebanon, and our cinema industry, which is continuing to be at a renaissance over time. It's remarkable the amount of films that are coming out of Lebanon, even during the recent struggles that and trauma that they've gone through, it's honestly something to be very, very proud of. And that's something that Brian too is proud of. So again, collectively, he's been very, very supportive over time, and he has definitely a strong fondness of Lebanon and its people.
شو حلو يعني جوليا. We're all looking forward for the launching on Thursday. لكل الأشخاص اللي عم يسمعونا وما بدهم يفوتوا ولا فيلم, شو بتقولي لهم كيف بيقدروا يحجزوا مقعدهم؟
Yes, soon يروحوا على الويب سايت lff.org.au where there are tickets online. أو فين يروحوا على السينما في Hoyts Cinema Bankstown, Hoyts Cinema Broadway, The Theatre, Bankstown Sports Club, and the Brian Brown Theatre in Bankstown. So there's four venues they can go to, walk in and buy tickets if they don't want to do it online. Oh, إذا بدون فيوني تسلو فيه على صفر أربعة اثنين اثنين أربعة صفر ثمانية ثلاثة تسعة تسعة. And I'll be happy to help them.
Thank you so much, Julia. Julia Latouf, عضو مؤسس لمهرجان اللبناني للأفلام. روحوا على lff.org.au لمزيد من المعلومات. Good luck. وشكرا إنكم عم تعملوا كل هاي الجهود حتى يطلع دائما مهرجان الفيلم اللبناني بأحلى صورة. وتحياتنا لأنطوانات كمان, وموفقين جميعا بهالجهود الحلوة. Thank you, Julia.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
شكرا من قلبنا لألك جوليا لطوف.
اضغطوا على اللايك أو على الشير أو اكتبوا تعليقا. تابعوا SBS عربي 24 على الفيسبوك.